You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shoe Swap. Community radio is powered by volunteers and fueled by our sponsors and your generous donations. To find out more about your community radio, you can go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. And while you're there, check out our broadcast schedule and listen live. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. And this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're getting back to the basic needs. It's a no-frills reimagination of some standards and modern pop tunes, along with some top-provoking original compositions. Up next, the trio plays a song made famous by a Canadian institution. But first, we have a roundtable about the significance of the Tragically Hip.
Well, I'll start with the obvious one because you guys played Bob Cage, and let's talk about Gordon Downie for a minute. He was poet laureate who was frontman for a bar band, Canadian bar band.
Yeah, it was a pretty tragic loss this year for sure. I mean, how long were the Tragically Hip a band? I don't know, but probably
I feel like as long as
35 years, and that's how old I am. So
yeah,
it's like
sounds about right.
When people say the soundtrack to your life about a band, that couldn't be more true than any other band than them for me.
Well, so, especially growing up in Ontario.
I think at least you guys have an even bigger affinity for them than the rest of Canada. Not to say that the rest of Canada doesn't, like, adore the Hip, but we may not have heard as much of it on the radio as you guys did.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was everywhere. So, and it's nice to, you know, play music that has relevance like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again. That was Bright Size Life from Pat Metheny, album with Jaco Pastorius called Bright Size Life.